Hi, I'm Jesus, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues concerning our nation and local communities. If you have a few moments. Now, am I speaking with Amar?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? Say 0 to 2 years, 3 to 10, 11 to 25?
3 years.
3 years? Okay, thank you. What is your primary branch of the trade? Terrazzo mechanic, finisher, bricklayer, tile setter?
Bricklayer.
Okay. Now, on the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher, or helper, apprentice, journey-level mechanic, foreman?
Apprentice.
Okay, thank you. Now, are you currently working at the trade?
I've been sitting for the last 2 days.
Okay. That was my next question. How many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft?
I say it gets slow in the winter, so I'm not, so summer I usually have no problem looking for work. Just the winter, it's winter season.
Okay, would you say like 1 to 4 weeks, 5 to 12 weeks, 13 to 20 weeks? Or?
I say five to twelve weeks. I say from November till usually till March when they pick back up.
Okay, during the winter. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Nah, I'm cool on them.
Now, for the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Nah.
Okay. Now, thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
No, it's a lot.
Okay. Now, do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
There's a lot of non-union work.
Okay. All right. Now, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Not really, because, like, mostly, when I see residential, it's mostly non-union.
Okay, I see. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs in which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Say again?
Thinking about all the jobs in which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union or on any of them?
I'm not too sure on that question. You explained to me that question.
Okay, I understand. Now, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Okay. Now, thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, through the federal government, privately, or do you not know?
I'm not too sure.
Okay, thank you. Now, more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
About the same.
Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
It should get better.
Perfect. Now, switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on a job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat and cold, fallen objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust, air quality, or no real safety concerns?
No real safety concerns, honestly.
Okay, that's perfect. And have you attended a union meeting in the last 12 months?
Yes.
Okay. In person or online?
In person.
Okay, perfect. Now, I just have a few more questions. I really appreciate your time. Your opinion means a lot to us. Now, for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Picketing?
No.
A political campaign?
What do you mean by that?
Political canvassing is pretty much just sort of what we're doing, like taking surveys, just to get a political feel for things.
I put a sign up. That's about it.
Okay. How about union organizing?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much. Right. Now, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Would you say never, occasionally, or regularly?
Oh, they pull up.
Okay.
They most definitely, they pull up. They come through. They bring trigs, levels, they bring trigs, pencils, checking everything, job safety for all the guys and everything. They do their job.
That's awesome. All right, now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union. Now, can you help me rank the following news sources from the one you're most likely to get your news from to the one you're least likely to get it from? From one to five, you know, five being, one being the source you are most likely to get your news from, and five being the source you are least likely to get your news from. Friends and neighbors?
Two.
Okay. Radio?
Zero.
Okay. Local TV news programming?
Five.
Okay. Print or online newspapers?
Online newspapers, but not paper newspapers. So I say three.
Okay. Cable news?
I say five.
And the last one on this list, the internet or social media?
I'm a five.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? To say healthcare, immigration, support for labor unions, education, jobs in the economy, the environment, foreign policy, or something else?
Healthcare.
Okay, thank you. Now, as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Now, as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act, what it does is it ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it's not important at all, not so important, somewhat important? Or
you're talking about annuity and all those things?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I believe that's a big help with things like working. I feel like that's a great thing.
Okay, very important, you would say?
Yes.
Okay. Now, generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
To be honest with you, I don't know too much about about that.
Okay, no problem. Perfect. Thank you so much. Now, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, they're currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in the dispute? Say GM, Ford, Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
United Auto Workers.
Okay. Now, I'll give you a list of six items. Please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall, which you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
All honesty, by him opening up the border, mm-hmm. it kind of put us, like, put Chicago, like, in a situation, like, in general, is already, already kind of, like, overflooded with black and brown families, and now it's, like, it's super bad now, where it's, like, it's, where it's taking, like, community resources away from my community.
I see. All right, so I would gather you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I disapprove.
Okay. How about healthcare?
Healthcare? Well, my insurance has been the same since I've been in the room, so I'm really don't have concerns on that.
Okay, perfect. How about immigration? You just mentioned that. Would you say strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
I feel like if they do the proper screens and proper preparation, I have no problem with immigration. But by him just shipping people to a city, like shipping them to a city where it's overcrowded already and not looking for the, not helping the citizens what's already here and what's already in poverty and like stricken like neighborhood. I kind of feel some type of way.
Okay. All right. So would you say somewhat disapproved or strong?
I disapprove on how Chicago, how the Chicago mayor and Joe Biden and all those guys went about it. And I don't feel like immigration is wrong, but America was starting off immigrant, so it's like, it's just on how they're doing it and how they're just doing every community, like the communities in Chicago.
Okay. I understand. How about the economy?
Are you talking about in Chicago area in general, or?
Well, it would actually be like on this topic, like how much do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with the economy?
Not a strong improvement, to be honest. Long as Illinois don't become a right work state, I don't really know too much, I'm just gonna be honest.
Okay, no problem. Thank you for your opinion. Now, how about his support for the labor unions? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I feel if you represent the unions in the right way, I represent you. I approve.
Okay. The last one on this list, foreign affairs. How do you think Joe Biden has done with foreign affairs?
I don't think he did a good job.
All right. Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Disapprove.
Okay. Thank you. I'm just about done. I really thank you again for your time. Now, do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I'm neutral.
Okay. Now, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Now, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you'll vote in the election for president? Another office is in November 2024. Are you most certainly going to vote? Will you probably vote 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
Depending on the candidate.
Okay. Now, if the election for president, let's say it were held today, the candidates were Republican Donald Trump Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Everything was great with Trump as president, man. I'm gonna be honest with you. I wasn't old enough, but I vote for Trump.
All right. Okay, and do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Why is this nigga named Flex in every single thing you said?
Now, turning back to the BAC, I know you mentioned you didn't know much about it, but how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
My union is excellent. Number 21, excellent.
How would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Okay. Now, this is an open-ended question. How could the union best improve its representation and service?
I really don't know. They, it's like, everything, since I've been young, been good, so, really don't know.
Okay. All right. Now, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and the next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on, if you have any?
Just push more union jobs, more annuity paying jobs. Giving everybody a chance to get annoyed.
Okay. I'm just writing your answer down. I really appreciate it. All right. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Say text, SMS, union meeting, mail, job site, or email?
Union news.
Okay, union meetings. Okay. How soon do you hear from your local union regarding, like, legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never once a year, a couple times a year, or four more times a year?
Oh, I got them on Facebook, so I see them on my Facebook. So.
Okay.
They always post something, like, they post something at least once a month, like, something, like, weekly. So, like, I carry something.
Okay. So, like, four or more times a year, I would say, right?
Yeah, more than four times a year. That keeps you posted.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask you just a few questions for statistical purposes. Now, generally speaking, do you think yourself as a Republican or Democrat or what?
Neither.
Neither? Okay. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party?
Neither. I don't feel like I'm red or blue. So
okay. I see. All right. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race? White Caucasian, Black African American, Latino Hispanic? Okay. African American. Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Amar.
Okay. That's A-M-A-R, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Well, this concludes our survey, Amar. I really want to thank you so much. It does help us to get a good view on things, and I want to wish you a great rest of the evening, and thank you once again for helping me out with the questions today, sir.
No problem.
All right, Amar. Take care once again, and have a great rest of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Bye-bye.